Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Ham Nation is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of Ham Nation is brought to you by Ting.com. Ting is a mobile phone service that makes sense. Save money with Ting. Pay only for what you use. Ting doesn't require a contract and offers unlimited devices on one shared plan. To save $25 on your first Ting device, visit hamnation.ting.com. That's hamnation.ting.com. And by ICOM. For more information, visit icomamerica.com/hamnation. And by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy with step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to ifixit.com/twit and enter the code HAMNATION at checkout.
This is Ham Nation number 127 for December 11th of 2013, live from DX Engineering.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. I made it back from London, and I ended up in Ohio, and I'm here at the incredible DX Engineering. This is an amazing place. Yeah, it's a place that sells lots of race cars, parts and any other kind of parts, but they have ham radio. They have a whole division now, and Tim Duffy, who's been with us many times, is kind of masterminding this. Tim, it's good to be here. Thanks a lot for having us.
Welcome to Talmadge, Ohio, Bob. We're excited to have you here this evening, and we've got a lot of members of the Portage County Amateur Radio Club here this evening, kind of the greeting committee. They heard that Bob Heil's going to be in the house.
More than that, they came to, there's a whole audience here, guys. I wish we could turn the camera around.
Yeah.
We have our own peanut gallery.
We have our own gallery here tonight, and we're really excited to have Bob Heil here at DX Engineering. The store has only been open for a few months, and we opened the store back in October here on Ham Nation, so it only seems fitting to have you here this evening. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that are going on at DX Engineering.
Well, I have to tell you, I was amazed at the size of this store. Of course, it's a lot of the car parts and stuff, but what a beautiful ham radio section there is, and it's really nice to see you stock things so deep and have all the things. Let me tell you what the first thing I saw when I walked in the door. This guy. Look at this.
Look at this.
Oh,
right
wow.
Up front. Look at this. Gordo, check it out, Gordo.
Yeah,
I'm honored to be aboard.
And we're thrilled to have Gordon's Books here, the W5YI group. We just got in a boatload of these. So they're stock deep and available on the website. And look, Gordo, we have even Bob's book. He's been signing autographed copies here this evening. So you know, these make great Christmas gifts.
They do.
You know,
they really
do. This is what I want under the tree.
Yep, you got it.
And all this is your second edition.
Yes.
And recently released, so we're real excited to be carrying Bob's book and Gordo's books here.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of books here. I was really amazed at all the things that are here. We're going to come back to second section and touch on a few more things that are here, but. If they don't have your catalog yet, you want to grab that. It's just amazing.
Yep.
What's a website?
You know, they can go to dxengineering.com and ask for a catalog online. It's very easy to get. This catalog has a lot of information in it, a lot of charts and graphs and how-tos. It's just not a listing of products.
Exactly.
And it's full color on nice stock paper. Over 100 pages. It's the first time our catalog is over 100 pages.
Wow.
So, and we keep adding brands. We ran out of room for
brands.
We're
going to have to up the old page count.
We're gonna up it for our Dayton catalog that'll come out in May.
One of the things I know, of course, they have a full abundance of Heil microphones, but they have all other kinds of good things like good old Vibraplex and a full line of all their things. And George, they have something for you. Are you ready for this? Check it out.
Now, that's what I call a soldering iron.
You've been soldering on all these little printed circuit boards. It's got a real narrow tip. You think that would work?
Yeah, you could just do it all in one swack.
you know, surface mount has never known so much heat. These are soldering irons from American Beauty. And what a company name for a company that makes soldering irons.
Look at that.
American Beauty.
We got all kinds of goodies here. Well, George, I thought of you immediately. I says, we got to get this out of the case and show George this is available. Plus, anybody else that wants to solder coax connectors, there you go, right?
That's it. Surface mount.
Well, it's good to be back. I got to tell you guys, I missed you while I was gone. The chat room, you're up and running. I appreciate you being there. And we're going to move around a little bit tonight. We'll be back and talk a little bit more about DX Engineering as we get down through the lineup. But we got to go back to Mississippi, and George has a couple little projects he's finishing up. So,
I love
George,
George's projects.
Let's see what you got going.
Okay, Bob and Tim. Tonight, we're going to start on a project that I've been wanting to start. Have mentioned it for several weeks, but I finally got everything together I needed for it. And that's going to be this little two-tone generator that you use for testing out some of your HF equipment. And we'll be looking at that in the future. But right now, let's build it. So, Brian, if you'll roll the tape. Today on Smoke and Solder, we're going to begin building our Hendrix Kits two-tone test generator from QRPKits.com. So let's see what we've got here. First, I'm going to take a box lid and just dump all my parts in there. And we've got them kind of loosely sorted now. Capacitors, resistors, diodes, LEDs, transistors, the chip, and the hardware parts, and the pots down here. So I'm going to start by building the 900 hertz section of this kit. Let's take a look at the schematic. There are basically three different circuits on the PC board. There's a 700 hertz oscillator section, the 1900 hertz oscillator, and an audio output amplifier. Now let's take a closer look at the 700 hertz oscillator. The circuit operates off a 9-volt battery, which comes up to a switch that allows us to switch this oscillator on and off. That switch powers an LED down here through a 2.2 k-ohm resistor to drop the 9 volts down to a level that this LED can accept. And it also powers a transistorized amplifier here that is built up as an oscillator. Some of the output from this transistor feeds back around to the input and causes it to oscillate at a particular frequency. The values of these capacitors and resistors in these parts of the circuit are what affect that frequency. There's a 10K pot here that can be adjusted to raise the frequency a little above or a little below the 700 hertz that we want. I've color-coded here on a drawing of the PC board the area that contains the components that'll be used for 700 hertz. So I'm just going to begin at one corner and just work my way across until I've got all those parts installed. Now, as I'm doing that, I'll need to refer to the parts list here to be sure that I'm picking out the correct components for each, and I'll check them off as I put them in. You notice the diodes are polarized. There's a black band here on one end, and there's a black band here on the board, so we put it in that direction. That's really not until the amplifier phase, but we're going to go ahead and put it in now.
Ha ha ha!
And now this stage of the oscillator should be complete. Let's try it out. Now before we use it, we've got to install the battery clips here so we can get power. Now let's see if our kit really works. We'll hook up a little test speaker I've got here. We'll hook the ground to the negative of the battery. And we'll also hook our scope on here as well and a frequency counter. And now the end that's going to feed the speaker and the scope here, we'll put a little clip lead. And that is going to be right here at the junction of C9 and R20. So we'll just clip right there. And we'll turn on the power switch. Well, that's a good sign. We've got a tone. And if we look at the frequency counter, we see we're a little above 700 hertz. We can adjust the pot here, and what that will do is change the frequency slightly, as well as you'll notice on the scope it's changing the gain some there too. Now let's take a few voltage measurements here on this transistor. They're not necessary, but I'll take them anyway, because if somebody's troubleshooting this, having those typical DC voltage measurements there could be useful to you. So I've got 18.7 millivolts on the emitter. Now let's measure the base. We've got 651 millivolts. Now let's measure the collector. And there we've got 3.2 volts. So there's you some measurements if you need to test out the oscillator here to make sure that this section is working. Now next week, we'll build tone 2 here, the 1900 hertz oscillator. And that kit's a lot of fun. Pretty simple to put together, too. Just there's no detailed instructions, but you don't really need them. All you need to do is put the components where they belong and solder them in. No surface mount work there at all. You know, last week I asked the question, why should solder claws send me a Heil ProSet 3? And, yeah, I had a lot of answers on that one. Here's a ProSet 3 here. I can only give it to one person, though. And John, WB9AUJ, had a good answer. He said, I can really use them. Three teenage grandkids blew the cones and diaphragms on my Sony phones. And being retired and on a very tight budget, it's a great program. he worked at VOA Bethany for 10 years until it closed in 1994. So, Bob, these will be going to a broadcaster. So congratulations, okay. John. Okay. Thanks for entering. And for next week, I've got another question here. Why is this oscillator using two oddball frequencies like 700 hertz and 1900 hertz?
Good question.
Do you think you know the answer to that? Send me an email to hamnationcontest@gmail.com, and you could win a copy here of Antenna and Transmission Lines from I'm not even going to try to pronounce the author's name, but it's courtesy of MFJ Enterprises. It's a great book here all about antennas and, just as importantly, transmission lines, because, you know, that's got a lot to do with how well your antenna can actually work. So email me, hamnationcontest@gmail.com. Tell me, why two oddball frequencies in this oscillator, 700 hertz and 1900 hertz? So with that, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Don Wilbanks here for a moment. Don?
I'm reading a great book about antennas as well. Man, and radios, and, well, I could blow up my Christmas bonus big time catalog, provided I get one. How y'all doing? Let's talk about cell phones for a sec. Specifically, Ting. Ting is what you call a no BS mobile service. Now, in technical terms, they're what's called an MVNO of the nationwide Sprint network. They're a reseller. They resell the Sprint service. But there are no contracts. There are no early termination fees. None of that. If you're paying for an early termination fee to come to Ting, they've got your back. They will give you credit for 25% of your early termination fee, up to $75 per device. Here's what you do. You purchase your device through Ting, port your number, submit the final bill with the ETF detailed from the previous carrier, and then go to ting.com/ETF. You get all the information on how you do that. And also, no bundling or ride-along services. You pick the rate you want, from extra small through double extra large service levels, for your voice minutes, your text messages, your megabytes of data. It's all billed separately. The other guys charge you if you go over your allocated minutes or text or data. If you've got a heavier month with Ting, well, you just pay for what you used. That's simple. Voicemail, caller ID, tethering, hotspot, three-way calling. call forwarding, other features. They're all part of the service, no add-ons. And Ting charges you for what you use, plus whatever taxes that they're legally required to collect. And that's it. No hidden charges, no recovery fees, no BS. And you can have as many devices as you want on one plan, sharing your pooled minutes, messages, and megabytes, which means it's great for an individual, it's great for a family, it's great for a company. Every device on a plan costs a flat $6 a month. And you can take total control of your account, your usage, and your bills with a powerful online control panel. And if you need to talk to an actual human being, there's no on-hold customer support. You call 1-855-TING-FTW anytime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern time. A real, live, actual human being will pick up the phone and communicate with you. Oh, the horror. No, it's great. And the online support is second to none. Help.ting.com has active customer support forums, simple and powerful help ticketing system, video tutorials, video startup guides, and a lot more. And here's how it works. You purchase your mobile device from Ting. You'll get that in 2 to 5 business days. Or you can bring over your favorite Sprint phone to Ting. Like, say you've got an iPhone 4 or a 4S. Well, that you don't have to get rid of it. Check out the full list of eligible phones by going to the special URL and click the BYOD link at the top of the page. Ting will even help you turn your old device into cash to help with the move to Ting. And after you activate the device with Ting, you'll have the option to select a new phone number or port your existing phone number. Ting will break out the rates by texts, minutes, and megabytes and bill you at the end of the month for what you've used. Here's what you do. You visit hamnation.ting.com. You can go there right now, well, after the show, but go there as soon as you can. Save money, better manage your mobile phone usage with Ting. Hamnation.ting.com. Check out the savings calculator. You will see just exactly how much you or your company can save. And because you're a Ham Nation viewer, you will save $25 off your first Ting device when you sign up. So visit hamnation.ting.com and start saving money today. And Ting, we thank you for your support of Ham Nation. Gordon, what's going on out on the left coast tonight?
Everything is fine on the west coast. It's been a little cool out here. I think it got down to about 58 degrees. And, you know, for us, that's extra cold. Well, we got our red outfit on in that Santa is coming to this show next week, all the way from North Pole, Alaska. So Santa, get ready. That's Eric Nichols, KL7AJ. He and the Santa Claus will be on the air live from Alaska. So if you need Alaska, where you worked all states, hopefully he'll be on the air after the net. All right, we're headed for Las Vegas in January. Not for the show that you know here, the International Communications Wireless Show, IWCE, but rather Consumer Electronics Show. So, Brian, if you want to go ahead and roll the CES show, because it plays a big important part for ham radio. In that CES, with over 3,000 exhibits, draws 1.5 million square feet of exhibit hall. 150,000 folks come to see everything from 3D television. Yep, you need the things. Or have your own little handy cam when you next climb Tim's Tower. Here's Wi-Fi extensions. And now we get into more radio things at the CES show. And more radio things means solar panels. And nope, no major breakthrough in solar panels. The bigger they are, the more current that they'll put out. When it comes to radios, these are not ham radios, but rather FRS and GMRS radios. Lots of neat radio mounts for radios like Kenwood, Yaesu, and ICOM. Paul Opitz of Uniden says, hey, you know, Home Patrol, we got something, actually two units, that we'll announce at CES in 3 weeks that will knock your socks off. And so when it comes to two-way radios, not a lot of ham radios, but a lot of great radios. Here's multi-use radio service, 5 channels, 5 watts from one of the providers. And, of course, good old 27 megahertz CB. And there is Bob Crane with C. Crane. If you're into shortwave reception, he'll be there, his whole staff, and they've got all of their equipment that will be shown at a very exclusive spot, C. Crane radios. And, of course, over-the-air television antennas for digital. And you'll see it all at CES. There's family radio service. And you know who invented family radio service was Bob Miller, K2RM, one of our net members. wow, look where FRS has gone now. You'll see that big time at CES. LEDs, you bet. They'll be there at the Consumer Electronics Show. And they've now got bright LED spotlights. These come from C-Crane. Here's a see-through shortwave radio that Ricoh is showing. When it comes to jazzy meters at CES, you'll see a ton of them. And the CES show with eye candy for everyone. And yep, we'll probably see some imported Chinese radio showing up at CES. So you never know. 150,000 folks will be coming, and that is 3,000 exhibitors. And that's neat. And finally, talk about neat. Don, I was looking at the catalog as well. And what I like is on page 6, they have a comparison guide of all the different accessories for one popular brand, ICOM America of handheld. This is great. And they also have all of the cables. So if you have one of those little Chinese handhelds, they've got the cloning cables from RT Systems and a whole list of which radio goes to which cable. So, Tim, we appreciate the help in pulling all that great information together. So next week is Santa Claus, and then we're dark for New Year's Eve and Christmas Day, and then we come up in January, and we've got a great show in January, although I won't be there. I'll be at the Consumer Electronics Show. CES, Las Vegas, Nevada, January 7, 8, 9, and 10. See you in Vegas. Okay, let's now go over to, I believe, Bob and Tim Duffy and find out what's happening at DX Engineering.
All that stuff looks so cool, Gordo, and we look forward to your report from there. It's always nice to see what's going on in CES. I've been perusing some of the stuff. I can't believe some of this. You manufacture this stuff, don't you?
We make this stuff right here.
Yeah.
In Ohio.
I've never seen anything like it. Look at this. You could hold up your at least your engine block with these things.
Well, think how good they hold up a ham radio antenna.
That's amazing stuff. And I've never seen anything that heavy.
We sell a lot of these to antenna companies that build their own antennas. Mm-hmm. And then also when guys take down an antenna and they want to do maintenance on it and upgrade the clamps, these clamps fit most popular antennas. So we have them in various sizes, all the way up to 3-inch. And I'll tell you what, you just can't break these.
Right, I can see that. Like this, you see a lot of these things on the market, but they're not as sturdy as this. You guys have done a great job. And last but not least, that part. And I mean, you guys build all this stuff for race cars, and that's the way this is built in your manufacturing plant here, which I wasn't aware of. I didn't know you guys actually had a plant. You actually make this stuff.
We have a manufacturing facility. So we're different than a lot of other amateur radio companies in that we sell the ICOMs and the Heil microphones and so forth, but we also make some very neat things like this radio plate. This is a heavy-duty device, and it's so unique, it's even patented.
Oh, yeah.
And we sell hundreds of these things every few months, and guys can slide them in underneath the existing verticals, hook the radials up. They don't have to worry about bad connections.
That's wonderful.
So it's very, very nice for
that. Yeah, that's cool. Got your own wire and connector and cables and all that. I just love it. So
look at the way these coax connectors are put on the coax cable here with weatherized back fittings.
Done right.
I mean, it's all done right.
There it is, right there.
Right there.
How about that?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm so impressed, I got to tell you. And we look forward to a long future with you guys because we got so much to talk about all the time, and you're doing it, and you're doing it quite differently than most, so that's good.
I think we are, and I think we've got a great story that is continuing to go. We're just getting started in a lot of areas as we continued. You know, guys will send me emails all the time, and they'll say, hey, I have this idea for this product. Can you guys make it? And a lot of those ideas that come from our customers, we end up making them.
That's the way to do it. We've been doing it for many years at Heil Sound, and it works.
Yeah, and we're selling this stuff all over the country. You know, Bob, I'm going to go back to gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, for here's a gift that would be great underneath the tree on Christmas Day. And this time of the year, we see a lot of folks that are buying Christmas gifts. Yeah. And this is the ARL 100th year handbook. Mm-hmm. And this is the hardcover edition. Uh-huh. And, you know, they have sold out of these. Uh-huh. We have a few left in stock. And so a few lucky hams will get the hardcover edition underneath the tree. Uh-huh. And if not, maybe they'll get the... here's the softcover version of the ARRL's 100th year celebration handbook. So these are great Christmas gifts this time of year.
Well, you guys have it all going on here. We look forward to a lot of things we'll come back and do, but we appreciate your support of the program and hope that everybody gets that catalog, because it's a lot of things I've never seen in other stores, and that's because you make them. So that's cool.
Get the catalog, take a look at it, and if you don't see it in the catalog, let us know. Send us an email. We're very interactive. We have a great sales team that mans the phones, and we take a lot of pride in our products, and we take a lot of pride in making sure that we offer the best quality to the amateur radio community. And we got to spend some time earlier today with you. We went over to the K3LR station and got to see...
I'm going to go home and burn my stuff up. I'm just going to put a match in it, throw it away. Oh, my goodness gracious. Gordo, you and I should come out here. I told him, I said, if they have Gordo and Bob out here for a contest, we will ruin his score so much. But we'll have some fun, won't we?
We'll have a lot of fun.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun, but we're talking about first-class operators, but I took some pictures, and we're going to do a little more tomorrow, and I'm going to put a segment together. We've seen a lot of videos about K3LR, but I don't see and hear a lot about the man that built K3LR and along with the team that he's put together to make that thing happen. We're going to cover that, and we'll have it on some of the shows here come first of the year. You'll be knowing about it. But go look up. If you haven't done it, everybody, go put K3LR in Google, and you just sit back, because there's all kinds of stuff that you can do that.
You know, but I think we're going to put on the hat like George has got, the smoke and solder hat that he's got on tonight for DX Engineering, because this is another great Christmas gift.
Yeah, there you go.
And it'll keep your head on. Look how good.
Tim, let me tell you, he sent over a cup, a hat, some catalogs. Even the packaging was number one. I've never seen that soft kind of bubble wrap. Usually you get the kind that just goes crunch, crunch, crunch. I tell you, I'm impressed.
First class, Gordo.
You look good in that hat, Gordo. All right. Well, thanks so much for letting us be here, and we'll continue on, and we're very honored to have you as a supporter of Ham Nation. Appreciate everybody doing it, and I want to again say thanks to the chat room tonight. We're watching you along here, and we'll have more things coming on, so let's see. We're going to kick this back to George, or does it go to Don? It goes to Don, doesn't it? I think it goes to Don. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I believe it does come to me.
It does go to you.
I'm wearing the DX Engineering shirt that Tim sent, and just indicative of the quality, this is embroidered. This is embroidered.
Yeah. That's right.
This is nice. And it makes my coffee taste so much better. You want to see something cool? You go to YouTube and you put K3LR up in the search box in YouTube, and if you hunt around there, you will see some video. Tim, I know you know about this, of the quadcopter.
Oh yeah,
it's an aerial view of the K3LR towers, taken from a remote operated quadcopter. Just cool as it can be, just good. So go look for K3LR on YouTube and just sit there and drool. Something else I want to tell you about that's kind of cool. Friday night, December 6th, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Awards were held. The third annual Betty Jane French Humanitarian Award was presented to a ham radio operator. His name is Don Post, KB0MJZ. He's in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, the award showcases the NASCAR Foundation, which was created in 2006 to raise funds to increase volunteerism to support charitable causes throughout the nation, with special emphasis on positively impacting the lives of kids. And let me tell you something about Don Post. He was diagnosed with ALS, that's Lou Gehrig's disease, in 1980. He was told he had 3 to 5 years to live. That was 1980. He's still around. Undaunted, he has embarked on a 33-year mission of donating his time and talent to charities in the Kansas City area. And you go to NASCAR.com and you watch this video and listen to his story. Just he's just completely he's an amazing man. I can't say enough good things about Don Post. He's rallied the Kansas City community through the March of Dimes. His leadership on Bikers for Babies motorcycle ride has raised $6.8 million towards finding causes and cures for premature birth, infant mortality, neuromuscular diseases. Just amazing. And the charity supported by the finalists each receive a $25,000 donation from the NASCAR Foundation. Mr. Post himself gets a new Chevy SS, courtesy of Chevrolet, and they will provide the March of Dimes with a $100,000 donation. And if that's not enough, Kansas Speedway announced Monday that they would match that donation. So just congratulations to Don Post, KB0MJZ of Kansas City, Missouri. My friend, you are my new hero.
Don.
Just amazing. Cool. Just an amazing man, an amazing man. Let's check out the rest of the news of the week with Amateur Radio Newsline. From Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1895, these are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. The names of four kids from the town of North Pole, Alaska, just outside of Fairbanks, have been sent into space. Daniel Perry, age 10, Derek and Riley Perry, both 9, and Kaylee Perry, 5, now have something very special in their lives because their names are orbiting the Earth on a microsat, and it's all because of a friendship between two ham radio operators. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, picks up the story.
The honor comes courtesy of their grandfather, Mike Perry, AL7F, who became caretaker to some satellite monitoring equipment about a year and a half ago. This happened after he became close friends with Mark Kanawati, N4TPY of Space Quest Limited, which is a technology company based in Fairfax, Virginia. It all came about because of a note to the local radio club.
Mark, the owner of Space Quest, being a ham radio operator, he got in touch with the Arctic Amateur Radio Club here in Fairbanks and had a letter posted on our membership site looking for someone that had some property or knew of somebody that had some property that would be a good location to install a satellite tracking station. Well, I own some property right off the side of the highway there. I offered to let him put his tracking station on one of the lots.
This led to a close friendship developing between AL7F and N4TPY. In turn, Kanawati offering to fly the names of Perry's grandkids on a satellite.
So I was more than happy to have my grandkids' names, you know, put in the satellite. And it just launched on the 21st of November. There was quite a few ham radio CubeSats and several different university CubeSats that went up also.
N4TPY personally speaks to school classes about space. He says that putting children's names on orbit is one way to spark their interest.
According to AL7F, the youngsters don't quite realize how rare it is to be a part of an orbiting satellite, but he adds they'll likely appreciate it a lot more as they get older. The NRRL has filed a modification of its request with the FCC to correct an error in its symbol rate petition for rulemaking, filed November 15th and put on public notice for comment. Skeeter Nash, N5 ASH.
The league's petition asks the FCC to delete the symbol rate limit in Part 97.307, subpart F, of its amateur service rules and replace it with a maximum bandwidth for data emissions of 2.8 kHz on amateur frequencies below 29.7 MHz. The erratum, filed November 26th, removes an erroneous reference in the appendix to unspecified digital codes and includes a corrected appendix. The revised proposed 97.307 subpart F3 will read, quote, only a RTTY or data emission using a specified digital code listed in 97.309 subpart A of this part may be transmitted. The authorized bandwidth is 2.8 kilohertz, end quote.
The Department of Homeland Security's Office of Emergency Communications will be on hand at Hamvention 2014 to conduct its nationally recognized emergency communications training course. The purpose of the program is to educate qualified amateur radio operators so they may assist their local, county, and state governments with backup communications if requested to do so. The training will be held in the Dayton area May 13th to the 15th. Those are the 3 days prior to the start of Hamvention 2014. Registration begins February 1st. To find out more, go to the front page of the Dayton Hamvention website. You'll find that at hamvention.org. A side note, if you're planning on attending Hamvention 2014, you can now purchase your admission tickets online. Again, everything you need to know about Hamvention is online at hamvention.org. Another amateur radio magazine is going away. The famed UK publication VHF Communications is closing after 45 years of continuous publication. Again, Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
A message on the magazine website says that by the end of 2013, the number of subscribers was not sufficient to support the magazine. Also, the supply of articles had become difficult because a lot of good articles are published directly to the Internet. From 1969 to 2013, VHF Communications was one of the foremost construction-oriented publications for radio amateurs and professional RF communications engineers. A DVD containing the complete collection of magazines is available. More is on the web at www.vhfcomm.co.uk.
And finally, be sure to check out W5KUB as the webcast live from Arnold Electronics in Hamilton, Ohio during their Customer Appreciation Day this Saturday, December 14th. The netcast begins this Friday, December 13th, where you can follow Tom and crew on their 500-mile trip from Memphis to Hamilton. During their airtime from RNL, Tom will stream forums on D-Star and another by Ham Radio's Mr. Audio, Bob Heil, K9EID. There'll be a number of special guests as well. Those tuning in and joining the chat room will be eligible for prizes. And it's all online at W5KUB.com. And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news brought to you each and every week for 35 years and counting at www.arnewsline.org. I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW73. We'll see you next time here on Ham Nation. All right, there you go. Let's hear a word from ICOM now, shall we?
Do we have an ICOM video? Looking for the perfect present for that special someone? ICOM's got you covered. Go to icomamerica.com/amateur and click on the Holiday Instant Savings button to receive extra holiday savings through December 31st of 2013. Here are a few of the special savings and some incredible bargains. IC2300H, the rugged Mill Standard 810G spec VHF transceiver with 65 watts of stable output. IC92AD, tough submersible construction and a VHF UHF handy talkie with built-in D-Star capability. IC7100, the new multi-band all-mode HF VHF UHF mobile with touchscreen operation and D-Star capability on all bands. IC7200, a simple and tough HF rig with IF DSP and a rugged design perfect for indoor or outdoor use. IC7410, enjoy higher performance in everyday HF communications with exceptional double conversion super heterodyne receiver and faster IF DSP. IC9100, the all-around high performance transceiver with everything the IC7410 has, plus VHF and UHF and available D-Star and 1200 megahertz options. IC7600, the HF transceiver with dual receivers, IF DSP, color TFT display, and dedicated DSP spectrum scope. IC7700, the premium 200-watt HF transceiver with every single high-end feature you could dream of, and more. ID51A, the new VHF UHF dual band handheld with built-in D-Star and GPS standard. And don't forget about the ICOM Bidirect program for D-Star repeaters and the great closeout deals on the IC80AD handheld. Go to icomamerica.com/amateur and click on the Holiday Instant Savings button to receive extra holiday savings through December 31st of 2013.
And go to icomamerica.com/hamnation. You'll find all the information on the ICOM selection of great amateur radios. And while you're there, you can enter the weekly drawing for ICOM swag, like T-shirts and hats. And check out the details on the ICOM monthly grand prize drawing for a free ICOM radio. In December, it is the IC92AD dual band D-Star handheld. And that is a serious radio. icomamerica.com/hamnation has all the official rules. Go there, check out all the previous winners. Sign up and good luck, and you could be a winner from ICOM. And speaking of ICOM swag, there's a new website called icomswag.com. And you're looking at it right there. Look, is that a beer glass? Oh, my, it's a beer glass. Look, there's a hat and a wind shirt, and they've got all kinds of neat stuff. So go check out icomswag.com. It is up and running right now. So you can send a worthy ham something for Christmas from iComSwag.com. Speaking of worthy hams, let's go check out and see what Dale's doing over in Kansas. Dale, how are you tonight?
Oh,
I'm pretty good here. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Can't wait till next week when we have that interview with Santa Claus from the gentleman up at North Pole, Alaska. That should be fun on the 18th. Right now, we've got four videos, and we'll feature another club website of the week. We'll jump right in, but first, toast to Bob and Tim out there at DX Engineering. Nice Christmas gifts they have with the DX Engineering hat you can see in the background there, and the cup with a it's full of hot apple cider and just maybe spiked a little bit. We're not going to say. We got our Christmas bell, Christmas decorations on the computer, and we're ready to rock and roll. So first, let's pick up a blast from the past, contributed by Stefan Demos. KA2KNX. Remember, he's the one that videotaped the action over in the Tokyo Radio Center. He's a Twilight Zone fan, and he came across this clip from the episode Black Leather Jackets. Let's have a laugh.
Martha, come here a moment. Look, that wasn't there this morning, was it?
No. The Andersons took their antenna with them when they moved.
It's a star of luck.
What?
Ham radio operators. You know what they do to radio and television reception.
Daddy! Well, I don't know what's the matter, but I was listening to my radio while I was studying, and all of a sudden it began picking up these weird voices.
Ham radio operators.
Well, is there anything we can do about it, or do we just have to live with it?
Well, there's one thing we can do. We can make sure they've got a license to operate.
Oh, well, do you think you should, Stu? I mean, those men seem so kind of threatening somehow.
Good evening. I'm Stu Tillman. Live over next door. Been having a little trouble over there with my electricity. It fades on and off. Now, you boys don't happen to be ham radio operators, do you? What's so funny?
Big Daddy wants to know what's so funny.
Who are you boys, anyway?
Okay. Thanks, Stefan. What a great spoof on what us old guys put up with back in the early 60s. And speaking of vintage, sometime in the very near future, we'll be presenting a trailer for an amateur radio promotional video produced by Don Pasternak of Newsline way back in the 1970s. Great production value. And costly, because then they didn't have the pocket cameras and desktop tools we have today. You're going to love that one. And speaking of trailers, David Anderson of Santa Fe, New Mexico, has been supporting and coordinating educational radio projects for youth around the world for 15 years. He wrote the script, narrated, and produced the video. He said he has no professional broadcast experience, just a passion for anything that can light a spark or the imagination of young people. Let's watch a few minutes of Discovering Amateur Radio.
Oh, this is, yeah, this is very good.
From the leading edge of new discoveries to the front lines of disasters, from family safety and security to the limits of exploration on this planet and of other worlds, and to virtually every part of our daily lives, radio communications continues to find new ways to make the impossible possible, benefiting human society in the most remarkable ways. Amateur radio, also called ham radio, opens a door making it easy for anyone to learn, use, and discover the power and possibilities of radio communications. Just for example, amateur radio can provide the ability to experiment, design, and build on the latest communication technologies, or simply a way to meet and enjoy new friends. It can connect people in your region, around the world, and across cultures, establishing international goodwill, or can simply be used to provide safety and security for individuals and families wherever they live or wherever they may travel. Amateur radio can also be used as a powerful educational tool in schools and other programs to stimulate the interest and imagination of younger and older minds alike, even when the power's out.
Well, thanks, David. And the good news, we're posting links to both the condensed and full versions of David's videos. The full version runs about a half hour, and there will be a link to his website tonight on hamnationvideos.info. David's putting a few links on his website for people who want to download the videos directly to their computer. Be great to show to your ham club, especially if you're trying to recruit some new members there. Well, our next video comes all the way from England. Pete, M0PSX, and Essex Hams Kelly, M6KFA, have recorded video coverage of the London Radio Rally at Kempton Park. Let's take a look.
From Golf Bravo 90.
CQ, CQ, CQ.
I can talk to people all over the world.
This feature is brought to you by Essex Ham.
Hi, this is Pete, M0PSX.
And this is Kelly, M6KFA.
From the Essex Ham website. Kelly, whereabouts are we?
Well, you've actually taken me today to my first amateur radio rally, and we're in Kempton.
We are indeed. This is the West London Radio Rally in Kempton. It happens twice a year, but the big one is in November, and it is a pretty packed venue today, isn't it?
There are so many people here, and you can see so many different call signs, people wearing their club T-shirts. It's a really nice atmosphere.
We've got Icon, we've got Kenwood, we've got the RSGB bookstall, and you were quite impressed with a few titles, weren't you?
Oh, my favourite is the flying saucer technology. I have to say, that's definitely one for my bookshelf.
Then, of course, we've got the leading retailers of the area. In Essex, of course, Waters and Stanton are one of the biggest suppliers around here. They've got a very busy stand over there. You can just see Steve over there filling out some paperwork. We've also got the guys from Practical Wireless and Radio User. They're here as well as Martin Lynch, one of the other big suppliers. But a lot of these people are just either from local clubs or enthusiasts that have just set up a pitch.
There's such a broad range of things here. There's things from unused toroidal transformers.
Which I know you're very keen on.
Of course. But literally then down to horseshoes. You can get anything here. Literally anything.
I must admit, there aren't many young ladies around, are there? I think you're pretty unique. You're getting some funny looks as well, not only there in your Essex Ham T-shirt, but also one of the fewer females in the room. Would that be fair?
Yeah, definitely one of the fewer people in their 20s.
What would you say was the scene? Just give us a quick description of what we're looking at here.
But it's just so busy. There's a lot of people happily having a chat, catching up with different people from other clubs, getting some food and a coffee. It's a good social atmosphere at the moment. We found Edmund, M0MNG.
Hello there, Essex Ham. Are you enjoying yourselves?
We're having a lot of fun. We're having a wander around. There's all sorts of components and other weird bits and bobs here to look at. So what are you doing here?
With a shopping list, because invariably I would be disappointed, so it's a case of coming to see what there is and grabbing any bargains. So far I've managed to spend hardly any money at all.
So what do you look for at a rally? Are you looking for the bargains or the social side of things?
Well, mainly I look for people who operate websites and who walk around with a microphone. But there is a very strong social element of it. In fact, I was walking along minding my own business around there, and a lady behind one of the stalls saw the T-shirt that I'm wearing, which has my call sign and name on it. And that's a tip. If ever you come to something like this, always wear something that will identify you, because you'll recognise some people probably, but equally other people who might have worked you on the air will recognise your call sign, even if you wouldn't know that they were who they were just by looking at them. So I was nabbed by one of the stall holders, who turned out to be involved with the Farnham repeater group that I'm actually a member of, but I'd never met her before. So she saw the T-shirt and said hello. So social element mainly, but also to see what I can spend my pennies on as well.
Awesome. Well, Edmund, have a nice time, and you will, of course, be on the website.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to see that amateur radio is doing really well in Essex, and I'm really pleased to see that you're encouraging new licensees particularly to get on the repeaters.
Excellent. Have fun. Enjoy the show.
Thanks very much. 73s.
88.
I think it's definitely good to come here and to meet some other people. When you meet other people that are doing it and you don't think it's just yourself on your own setting up your aerial, because it is a unique hobby in the sense that you don't find that a lot of younger people are doing it. When you kind of have that in common with other people and they can give you some advice and you get that sense of a community feel and a proper club spirit, then it's definitely worthwhile coming to.
Excellent, well said. And of course, you don't have to travel to Kempton because every February on Canvey Island, there's the Canvey Rally. Kelly, can I convince you?
Oh, I think you're going to drag me rather than convince me.
It looks like they've got a coffee shop over there. What do you reckon?
Oh, let's go.
This feature was brought to you by Essex Ham. For more information, please go to www.essexham.co.uk.
Hey, very good. Thanks, Pete, and thanks to Kelly. And we'd like to give special thanks to Eon. I believe it was G3HZI. I forgot to type it in my notes here. But this was Kelly's first time at a rally. And I think we need Bob to get her on Ham Nation to talk about the perspective of young hams in England. That would be really nice. Well, Brian, let's take a look at our club website of the week. Tonight's site comes from the USS Hornet Amateur Radio Club, and the site was nominated by Roger Deming, KJ6WSO. The club's goal is to become the voice of the Hornet. The ship's original Navy call sign was NBGC, and the club operates with the call now as NB6GC. A very nice touch.
Good.
The club's purpose is to promote interest in amateur radio and the USS Hornet Museum. The radio room is equipped with five Harris RF-350 transceivers, and during special events, they attempt to support single sideband, CW, and digital operations. The 1980s vintage Harris radios use the same antennas that were in service when the ship was decommissioned in 1970. So check that one out sometime. You'll probably enjoy it, especially if you're ex-Navy or ex-Coast Guard. Well, if you'd like to see your club website spotlighted here on Ham Nation, just send us the URL. Put that in an email to hamnationvideos@twit.tv. And please do include a paragraph, if you will, that tells us why you think the site should be the Ham Nation website of the week. And don't forget to check out all of the club website of the week's featured here at hamnationvideos.info. Well, let's wrap up tonight's videos with video coverage of the Boy Scouts 2013 Jamboree on the Air. Here's Jim Wilson, K5ND.
Jamboree on the Air is the largest gathering of scouts in the world. In 2012, nearly 700,000 scouts participated from over 6,000 amateur radio stations in 150 countries around the world. In 2013, the USA entered its third year in a row of growth in participation by number of stations, up 33%, but declined in reported scouts on the air, down by 25%. The number of scout councils participating grew from 136 the previous year to 147 in 2013. The number of stations that registered prior to Jamboree on the Air hit 419, up from 375 the previous year. The number of amateur radio operators involved grew to nearly 1,300, up from just over 1,000. This year, the National Radio Scouting Committee suggested an unofficial JOTA jump start on Friday night before the official start at midnight local time. At registration, 146 stations said that they would participate, or about 35% of those registered. Overall report comments said it went very well. The report from station WE6 BSA passed on a comment from a parent. My thanks for hosting Joda. It was so much fun for my son that he spent most of dinner talking about it. In fact, he now wants to become a licensed operator. This is exactly the sort of thing I want him to learn through scouting.
All right.
Overall, Joda activities have continued to generate a great deal of interest and participation in the fun, technology, and magic of amateur radio. Getting scouts on the air, talking to other scouts across the country and around the world.
Kudos, Jim, and keep those great Boy Scout videos coming. Jim, by the way, is the National Joda organizer, and he's chairman of the National Radio Scouting Committee. Well, as we close, one important note, be sure to vote for your choice in the Ham's Choice Awards for November. Help your favorite videographer win this copy of Ham Radio for Arduino and Pickaxe. That's courtesy of Mark Breckenheisen, KB0MOF, of the Ham Radio Center in Derby, Kansas. You can vote until next Tuesday at midnight. We'll announce the winner of the November videos on the special Christmas edition of Ham Nation on the 18th. Well, don't forget, we'd love to show your photos and your videos right here on Ham Nation. Just send a link to your video or email it, if it's a photo, to hamnationvideos@twit.tv. That's 30 for the video segment. Cheryl will be along real quickly here with the latest from the chat room, but right now, let's check in with Santa's favorite elf in Picayune. Hey, Don, what's the latest from iFixit?
Well, let me tell you something that's kind of cool. An absolutely amazing resource that you need to know about is iFixit. You probably know iFixit for their teardowns of devices. You know, they were the first ones to have the new iPhone 5S and 5C just within hours of them going on sale on the other side of the world in Australia. But they're also an online community. They have over 10,000 repair guides for everything from your smartphone, your computer, your tablet, game console, home appliances, even bicycles. It's like having a free online repair manual for everything. If you've broken your smartphone screen, your iPad screen, like my son has, need to repair your laptop, even fix your coffee maker, iFixit has you covered. They'll even hook you up with the parts you need to do it. And everything they sell is tested and guaranteed, and they make the most trusted repair tools for consumer electronics, including this that I have in my hand. This is the ProTech Toolkit. Comes in this great Velcro bag. The heart of it, of course, is this right here. Now, I want you to go on iFixit.com to get more, get a better look at this. But look at this. This is the heart of it. This is just an amazing 70 tools in this whole thing right here. But the heart of it is this 54-piece driver kit, 54 standard specialty security bits. They've got Phillips bits in here. They've got the Pentalo bits for your iPhones and your Mac laptops, Torx security bits. Get a real good look at that there online. Easier than seeing it here in my hand. For your computer games, consoles, controllers, Tri-Wing bits. Those are good for video game consoles and even triangle bits. Where have you seen one of those? Well, you got some old McDonaldland toys. This kit has bits for practically everything. Swivel top precision driver, flex extension for hard to reach screws like in stereo equipment, PC towers and such. And also ESD safe precision tweezers for delicate manipulation like watches and clocks. It will keep your static discharge away from that. And also an anti-static wrist strap to go one even better. Keep those safe from accidental static discharge like your Arduino projects, your all electronics repairs. If you're ham radio kit builder, nylon spudgers, metal spudgers, plastic opening tools for prying, scraping. That's real good for tablet repair, cleaning heat sink mounts and the like. Lightweight, compact, durable tool roll makes on-the-go choice for repair professionals and amateurs alike. It's $64.95 is this kit, and it's worth every cent, backed by a one-year warranty. Now, hobbyists and home DIYers can also use the ProTech Toolkit for things like doorknobs, eyeglasses. I use mine on my eyeglasses all the time because these things, some of the little cheap little eyeglass screwdrivers you're going to find at the drugstore or whatever aren't going to do very good, but there are some really, really nice bits that will fit those little tiny little precision screws just perfectly. You can use it at cabinet doors, sink fixtures. If you can think of it, you can probably use this toolkit on it. If you're looking for a great addition for an artist or hobbyist tool chest, this is it. Thousands of free iFixit guides online to help you put your tools to use. Now, holidays are just around the corner. The ProTech Toolkit is absolutely the perfect gift for any geek, hobbyist, or do-it-yourself. I'm telling you, when I got mine in the mail, it was like, well, I was like, oh, I can't wait to go fix something. With iFixit, you can fix it yourself. iFixit.com/twit is where you need to go for free step-by-step guides. They also sell every part and tool you're going to need. If you need, plus while you're there, enter the code HAMNATION at checkout. We'll give you $10 off any purchase of $50 or more. That's iFixit.com/twit. And there's a whole lot more on there besides this toolkit. I mean, there are expansions for this toolkit. There's all kinds of cool things on iFixit.com/twit. And iFixit, we love you. We thank you for your support of Ham Nation. Now let's go up to the cold north and see what Cheryl's got going in the chat room. Is it snowy up there, Cheryl? I bet it is.
Hey, Don, how are you? It's not only snowy, I'm going to have to crank up the linear and throw a log on the amp just to get it to be warm in here. No kidding.
So, oh, my.
You know, we have the pair of 3500Zs and the LK500 ought to do the trick anyway. You know, Don, I really love that ad that you just did because I have the engineer, you know, the personal engineer Bob always talks about. He's tugging on my sweater to get that I fix it kit that you just talked about. So great job on that. So let's.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's move forward after I take a sip out of my hot cocoa here. One moment. Ooh. Nice little cup from DX Engineering. Thank you very much for that. And, you know, there's some question I absolutely do have, but there was one quick note that I had to mention here from VE3MIC Mike in the chat room. He said one of these times he'd like to see George toss components up in the air and then fast forward to a fully populated circuit board. Just, you know, do the transition. That would be really great. And thank you for that idea, Mike. You never know. George is pretty talented. So we'll go on to asking the question. I want to move on to Mr. DX Engineering himself, Tim Duffy. How are you tonight, K3LR? We've got a question for you. Are
hey,
you there?
Cheryl, how are you?
Bob. Doing pretty good here. You know, here's the wonderful DX Engineering catalog here that I always happen to have on hand for a long, long time now. It's a staple in the cabinet. You always have to have that and the website both. But here's your question. Does DX Engineering carry the Yamaha CM500 headset? It comes from Web 2758, but do you happen to have the Yamaha CM500 headset?
You know, that is a popular headset over in Europe, and it's gaining some popularity here in the U.S. But I got to tell you, we got some of the best headsets from Heil Sound.
Oh yeah,
and I got
absolutely.
Mr. Headset himself right here. So
we don't carry
we do not carry the Yamaha 500 right now. Who knows in the future? But I can tell you that we've got some great headsets, the Pro Sets from.
Yeah.
Heil,
yeah.
And they're in stock and ready for delivery.
Yeah, they're really nice and very comfortable, flexible, all those great things. And the quality is always there from Heil Sound, as usual. So I also wanted to just quick go over that I have always used my mystery antenna, the W5GI. All the parts were purchased from DX Engineering. And I wanted to really go over the balance, because if you buy a balance for your antenna, and it's so much fun to build an antenna because I have on page 73 of the catalog. Now, I know it's not like you can really see everything, but I have a 4-to-1 Balun from DX Engineering. Not only is it hermetically sealed, it's been out there to the elements for quite a long time. Superior quality, like so many things that they have to sell and offer. It's just incredible. But, you know, what I wanted to say is if you don't understand clearly which Balun to choose, if you go to their website, you can download PDF documents that will describe a Balun choke to choose from, or maybe a transformer. They go into very much detail to help you out if you want to build something. Like I said, they're there to not only offer the item, but they can help you choose something that will be perfect for your system. So always take that into consideration. We also use the from DX, the RG213 and the LMR 400. And they do a great job of doing the connectors, whether you use the PL259s or the N connectors, the SMAs. They do a great job of sealing that. It's like one little kit altogether, already all in one. So consider that. The quality is there. I mean, that's what you want in your system. You only want to do it once, right, the first time. So DX Engineering, folks. All right. Now, into the chat room here, there are some questions here for you, Gordo. You know, are the tiny Chinese radios a good bet for the new ham? I mean, $50 for a dual bander. What do you think, Gordo?
All right. Well, I have Chinese radios, and they're good. The quality is really great. The problem is they don't program easily from the keypad if you're in the field. So if you got a whole group wanting a bunch of Chinese radios, and they're good, then get together with DX Engineering and look at RT Systems cloning software. Get all of those radios cloned up, put in a whole bunch of extra simplex channels, and that way your communications group won't be left out in the cold if someone says, hey, let's go over to 147.985. You've got it if it's pre-programmed ahead of time. Back to you, Cheryl.
Okay, and one last one that I have for you, Gordo, is we had a person write in, and he says, I'm thinking of going Doppler mobile for ARD Fing. Do they really work that well to track down hidden transmitters or stuck mics? What do you think, Gordo?
Well, you know, we're going to talk about Doppler mobile. Patrick Williams, PFW, did a great Doppler mobile event just a couple nights ago. And the big thing is, if you're Doppler mobile, you got to be moving. If you stop, you could be in a spot getting a reflection and your bearing will be wacko. But if you're moving, the Doppler mobile systems are great. And we'll talk more about them. In fact, those of you that have got Doppler mobile, get a hold of Dale and let them know a short video and show us your Doppler mobile. They work, but only if you're moving. Back to you, Cheryl.
Well, thank you very much, Gordo. Excellent. Good to know. Also, it looks like there's a comment here from W6OSO Mike. He says he's finished the Gordon West extra book and audio CDs. He took his extra test on last Saturday and passed with flying colors. So congratulations. And he also wanted to say thanks to everyone here at Ham Nation for the inspiration, which got him there. And all he needs now is a shiny new transceiver for Christmas. So there you go. But good job on that.
All right.
Question for Bob, K9EID from ZL1 KFM. It comes from Kevin. Bob, he says he has a PR40 plugged into a McKay Pro FX12 mixer and then a JBL Control 2P. Power is from the same power outlet, but I am getting a hum and a buzz on the speaker. What do you think might be the cause, and how would I go about fixing it or tracking it down, Bob?
Impossible to figure out without being there, but you want to check out the ground loop. And a lot of times, if you break the ground, you don't need the shield connected at both ends, just one end. Try that. That might help you. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but you're already grounded. And if you ground it both places, you've created a loop. You might want to just disconnect the shield in one end. I answer a couple of questions in that website. The parts that I design, I design all of the pieces and parts. They are not made in China. Some are, very few. Malaysia is my best place right now. Japan is kind of coming back into it. They've been out of the scene. We have parts made in the UK, some parts in America. So there were a couple of snippies there in the website. They weren't quite true. So we want to straighten that out because these things are made all over the world. And as I say, Malaysia is the best right now. They're really doing some great work. And the tooling in Japan all get shipped into Illinois. We assemble and test it there. And the quality is absolutely superb. I can guarantee you that because we test all that and make it happen. So I just clarify a couple of that for you, Cheryl.
Thanks so very much, Bob. Thank you. And, Bob, this is just a general question from VA2XMX. Peter says, has Ham Nation ever done a segment on DMR digital mode? I said no, but I'd verify it with you. So,
yeah. Bob? No, we haven't done anything on that, but we need to be looking at some of that in the future. So anybody has anything they want to offer, why, get us some ideas and we'll make it happen. Ham Nation is your program. We just drive the train. We got to have it filled That's up it. Behind us. So give us some ideas. Thanks.
All right. Great. Great. And here's one from Ray, KD5CUB. I'm going to ask George if you might know this one. Does anyone have any experience with an attic dipole and radiant barrier insulation? I'm not sure what radiant barrier insulation is. George, could you shed some light on that, please?
Does anyone have any experience with it? Someone probably does, but I don't know who they are.
And Gordo does. Yep, okay. Gordo does.
Gordo.
Go, take it, pick it up.
What occurs in attics is many times they'll put insulation in that has a metal or an aluminum field to it. And if the dipole is too close to that aluminum, it's going to detune the dipole and it will never tune. However, if you have like fiberglass or some of the other type of insulation, then you'll be good to go. But if you see aluminum foil up there, you got to get the dipole at least 10 feet away. And there ain't no 10 feet in most attics. Back to you, Cheryl.
How true. A great question for this time of the year, especially talking about insulation, you know. All I can say is there's, you know, so many questions here. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of you guys, but I did want to just say have a very happy holiday and a great season upcoming. Stay safe and enjoy. And be healthy, and may all you prosper. But we'll be here next Wednesday, too. But last but not least, I had R. Stroop, W5RGS. He asked me, is your radio and monitor mounted on the wall behind you? The monitor is an external monitor from the radio. The radio that you see behind me is actually a facsimile of the similar size of the actual item, but that is not the radio. And I did want to make that clear because that does get asked once in a while. So that is not the working radio here. And one day we'll have a camera. We'll have camera B, and we'll pan over to the engineer here that takes care of tuning in the after show QSO, which will be on 3.847 megahertz, 75 meters tonight. I'll be your hostess, and please come by and check in. And don't forget to get your DX Engineering catalog, because you'll find it very interesting and informative. Take care, and that's what we all have for the chat room. I'll see you next time right here on Ham Nation. Take care, everyone.
Bye, Cheryl.
Oh, that's great, Cheryl. Nice segment, and things are looking good there. I want to tell everybody that there's a contest running. Speaking of contests, it's really fun. Go to the Heil Sound Facebook page. Go on the pro side and click the Facebook page. And we're having the 12 days of Christmas. And what Michelle and Greg and Mike put up there, they put all of these crazy pictures, a lot of them from our road days, and you have to caption them. And I'm telling you, we are having so much fun with this. One of them was a whole truckload of Anvil cases at a gig, and they fell off the truck. It is a funny, funny thing. But go to the Facebook page on the pro side of Heil Sound, and you will have some fun putting captions with them. And they had a couple of crazy things of myself up there, and more to come. So there's the 12 captions of Christmas. Oh, so much fun. Well, I wish we had, there.
Oh, wow, look at the hair.
I like that. 1970, that way. That was the first modular mixer ever conceived, a 30-inch electric voice. Look at all these. Look at that picture. Is that fun? Now, what would you say? How would you caption that?
Oh, man. Oops.
Oops.
That's an oops. That's a major oops.
Oh, so many things. And there's a lot of things. There's the big system that we did with the Humble Pie and the Dead and all those. But anyway, the captions are fun to do, so check it out. Well, we've had a wonderful night here in Ohio. Thanks for having us. We're going to come back and do some more.
And thanks for coming, Bob. This was a great show, and we had a great time here with the Pete Cars members that came out and forced to see Bob Heil here in Talmadge, Ohio. And we're really proud to have you associated with DX Engineering. We're proud to carry your products. And most of all, we're proud of our long friendship together. And we look forward to doing more things with Ham Nation and DX Engineering going forward.
Well, you're not off the hook. I get to go tour this place. It's I think about 6 hours.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be busy tomorrow. We're going to be busy.
Well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you back here next week. And in the meantime, while I check all these wonderful things out on the show tonight, we're going to go see what's happening here in the store at DX Engineering. 73, everybody. We'll be talking to you. Bye-bye for now.
73.
And for all those Orange County, I believe Ham's in the background. 73 from all of us at Ham Nation. Tim Duffy, thanks for being with us. And what a great night we've had. 73, all. See you next week. Santa is going to be here live from the North Pole.